Welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis from Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And today I have Dr. Sarah Worley, internal medicine physician at Cookeville Regional Medical Group, with us. And we are going to be talking about health screenings and why they are so important. So welcome, Dr. Worley.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you here. So health screenings are a test to monitor your health. Many people know this, and some may be aware of the checklist of screenings that they know they need to have, but people put these off. They keep putting them off. Why do you think people put health screenings off?
I think the biggest reason is everyone's busy nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to find time for ourselves and to take out, you know, a few minutes, maybe an hour out of your day, to really put yourself as a priority. The other common thing I hear is that people feel healthy. They don't feel like anything's wrong with them, so they feel like they're not necessary. And then you also have another group of people who maybe have a fear of the unknown.
I think to myself, I even think of my mom. She's taking care of her family members, and you're like, oh yeah, I need to take care of myself. Like, I need to go have a checkup. And so she's busy taking care of everyone she loves, and then she kind of forgets to take care of herself.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Taking care of sick family members and being a caregiver yourself is a huge stress and actually plays a big role in people's health. So that's one thing to remember as a caregiver. It's very important for you to take care of your own health first so that you can take care of others.
Yeah, that's great. So the first step in scheduling a screening or even finding out about what screening you need to have is making an appointment with an internist or like yourself or a primary care physician. So sometimes people don't go into the doctor until they need something. But why should they not wait until they're sick and they should be scheduling? Why should they do that? Scheduling a yearly checkup.
So I always like to say prevention is always much better than treatment. If we can do something along the way to help prevent any of these conditions from developing, we're much better off to prevent them to ever have to worry about treating them. The other thing, if we're talking about screening for different diseases, if we find that you have a disease and we find it early in the process before you ever have symptoms of it, it's much easier to treat. And then if we're talking about something like cancer, the likelihood of being able to cure it is much higher than actually just being able to treat it.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, you think about, you just feel like you're, I've forever thought, I'm just tired. I have three kids. Like, nothing's wrong with me. And then you realize, oh, there might be an iron. I mean, I don't have an iron deficiency, but, you know, there could be something going on. And if you were going regularly,
absolutely,
you know, you would know those things. So, yeah, that's great. So why are checkups important?
So checkups are really important for various reasons. For one, even if you feel healthy, just going and getting a general physical exam, sometimes there's things that the doctor may find on an exam that could symbol something more serious going on. The other thing, you kind of touched on iron levels, but also having periodic blood work done to kind of see what trends are is actually very helpful. It brings to mind, I just recently had a patient in the last month who was a normal, healthy 35-year-old female, came in for actually something completely different. And we found out that she has problems with her kidneys. Wow. And then through talking to her, realized this was something that's been in the family, but no one in the family had ever connected the dots or realized that there was something going on. So definitely finding things like that early, again, when something can be done about it or to prevent something worse from happening in the future is very important.
And 35 is young.
Absolutely.
People seem to be getting sicker and, diagnosis, they seem like they're coming younger. They're getting younger. You're finding them more in the younger. So screenings are huge.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
So it's interesting because, you know, when I try to think through this, I don't want to miss one of my, children's checkup appointments at the pediatric, you know, level. They're going to the pediatrician. And I mean, that yearly appointment comes up every year. And I don't miss it for them. But, you know, as we get older and 18, you know, I think to myself, like, we don't think about it as much. We're like, oh, they're adults. They'll be fine. Or we just don't make it a priority. And so is there a certain age as adults we should be going to the doctor for checkup? So once we're past a pediatric level.
My general recommendation is everyone every year to have an annual checkup. Even if you're not having maybe blood work done every year, maybe if you're not due for a vaccine every year, it's still important to go in and, like I said, at the minimum, have that physical exam done to make sure that everything still seems to be in good working order. You know, some important things I know that they always concentrate on in the children, talking about that population, is vaccines. There's a lot of vaccines that you're actually recommended for as an adult as well, whether you're talking about your flu shot every year, tetanus shot every 10 years, making sure adults are up to date on their HPV shots. Once you get into the older population, shingles, pneumonia shots, all of that.
It doesn't stop.
It never stops. No, it doesn't. So yeah. That's something that's always constantly being looked at every time you go into the doctor's office. So it's important for everyone every year to go in and at least get, you know, a good physical exam done every year.
Yeah. I enjoy the relationship. I've had my primary care doctor for quite some time and I've enjoyed the relationship. He knows everything that's gone on and he knows my history. And just, I mean, for your patients, I mean, there is on from the side of a patient, like there's reassurance in knowing that someone knows your history. They know what you've been through, what your family has gone through. And so, but this generation coming up doesn't seem to care as much about, you know, having a primary care or an internist, or they don't care about that as much. Urgent care is a quicker, more convenient fast food way of getting their care. So screenings are getting harder, and maybe, I don't know, that plays a role in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Having a primary care doctor definitely plays a huge role in your health care. Because like you said, your doctor that you go see on a regular basis gets to know you. They may have taken care of other family members, mm-hmm. so they know a lot more of your family history. And then they can see trends. You know, it's not uncommon for me to see a patient and to realize, hey, today they don't seem to be quite like themselves. Something was different from the last time I saw them. And those are things that just taking a general history on a patient that's not going to come across, because the patient's going to be, you know, yeah, I'm fine. Everything's okay. Where if you're in tune with someone, you know those things and realize when things are different than what they normally are.
Yeah. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. We are here with Dr. Sarah Worley, internal medicine physician at Cookeville Regional Medical Group, and we are going to be talking about health screenings and why they are important. We talked a little bit about the importance of checkups, but now, or why we need one. And I love the discussion about the need for a primary care physician. If you have that need, then screenings are being done routinely. You don't miss a beat as much. And so there is encouragement, I'm sure, from y'all, your profession.
Absolutely.
To encourage people to really, even at any, you know, at that age, to get a primary care doctor.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the important thing is setting these appointments up to be just a yearly physical, just a screening appointment, because when you go in with complaints or following up on other conditions you may have, some of these things sometimes can be overlooked. So it's very important to make sure that it's just focusing on this alone.
So let's talk a little bit about the screenings for women. So we'll kind of cut it up a little bit and talk about women. What are those screenings that women need to be aware of?
So the big ones I would say that probably come to mind for most women is your breast cancer screening, cervical cancer screening, and osteoporosis screening. Those are the big three that hit women in general. Just to get into talking about each of those in a little bit more detail, we'll start with cervical cancer screening first. The latest guidelines are recommended for women to start at the age of 21 and to be screened all the way up through the age of 65. Now, this is typically done through a pap smear. With the most current guidelines is women 21 to 29 years old, the latest recommendation is to have a pap smear every 3 years. After the age of 30, we can actually do testing with a pap smear plus high-risk HPV testing. And you can do that. There's a combination of different things that you can do, but that basically ends up being on an interval of every 3 or 5 years, depending on the type of testing that's done. And again, based on your relationship that you have with your primary care doctor, can kind of determine what your risk is and which of those screening options may be the best for you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cervical cancer screening in a nutshell. The next one is breast cancer screening. The recommendation for that is to start at the age of 50 and go through the age of 74. Again, some women may be recommended to start earlier at the age of 40, depending on your personal history, your family history, or maybe even other medical conditions that you may have. And then again with that, it's typically based on either a yearly basis or every 2 years, again, based on what your individual risk is. After the age of 74 with breast cancer screening, in particular with your mammograms, again, if you've had things that have been monitored in the past, abnormalities in the past, they may recommend to continue screening even after that age. And then to move on to osteoporosis screening, this is typically recommended at the age of 65 and older or for postmenopausal women. Sometimes if you have women who are younger than 65 but have gone through menopause early, they may be recommended for osteoporosis screening earlier. And then again, typically based on your risk, they may repeat that testing usually about every 2 years or so.
So there are definitely screenings for women specifically that they need. Are there screenings, you know, other screenings that apply to both genders?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to kind of jump into a lot of those screenings. So we kind of touched before with cervical cancer screening. One screening that's typically done in the same visit with that is STD screening for any sexually active individuals. And what sometimes falls into that category as well as HIV screening as well. Again, depending on what the risks are associated with it. The next big one is colon cancer screening. Mm-hmm. Now that recommendation currently is starting screening at the age of 50, going all the way up to the age of 75. The American Cancer Society about a year and a half ago came out with a statement actually recommending for screening at the age of 45. So we may see that age may change in the near future. Basically with colon cancer screening, again, depends on what your risk is. Certain medical conditions or family history may make it that you would be recommended for screening earlier. And there's also a couple different options for colon cancer screening, whether you're talking about a traditional colonoscopy or there are some stool studies now that can be done to take the place of colon cancer screening. And based on what your results are on that, depends how frequent you may need that screening done. Another big screening that's important is lung cancer screening. We actually have some, I would say, relatively new guidelines based on this for individuals who are smokers or previous smokers that fall into the age category of 55 to 80 and have at least a 30-pack year history of smoking. What that means that you've smoked as much as an average of a pack a day for 30 years. And with that, we do lung cancer screening with a low-dose CT scan. For those individuals who may fall into that category. Again, with most of our screenings, especially with the lung cancer screening, hoping to find something in its early stage.
Yeah, early stages.
Yeah, so hoping to find it early when it's much easier to treat it and to do something about it.
We'll be right back with more from Dr. Sarah Worley right after this.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis, and with me is Dr. Sarah Worley, internal medicine physician at Cookeville Regional Medical Group. And we are talking about health screenings and why they are important. We have discussed women's screenings, but there are screenings for both men and women. And we talked about lung screenings and how that applies, colon screenings, STD, HIV screenings. What are some other ones that are for both?
Sure. So another one is hepatitis C screening, which that can be done with a simple blood test. That's recommended for anyone. They term it kind of the baby boomer population. So anyone born between those years of 1945 to 65 to have a one-time hepatitis C screening done. Again, hoping to find the condition before you ever have symptoms so that it can be treated and cured. Others that will fall into kind of things that are probably are more common to most people. So your cholesterol screening, diabetes screening, your blood pressure screenings. Those are all things that are done very simply, either with blood test or just a general physical exam. And then the last one that's important for everyone of all ages is depression screening as well.
Oh, wow. Tell us a little bit about that. That's kind of a newer thing that's come in the past few years. Well, it's been a little bit, but yeah.
I mean, I would say one thing that gets overlooked a lot is people's mental health, which plays into a lot of when you talk about health screenings, people typically think of your physical ailments,
right.
But definitely mental health is a huge part of your overall health and well-being. So through a conversation with your primary care doctor, they'll go through a series of a few questions to see if you either are suffering with depression or maybe are at risk of depression, and talk about things that can be done to either prevent it or to help treat it.
So let's talk a little bit about men. Men seem to be a little harder to get through the door sometimes. Maybe not. Women are busy too. So, I mean, like it could be both. But for men in particular, what are the screenings besides all the ones that we mentioned mm-hmm. before that are for both? What are the specific screenings for men?
So specifically for men, the big one that comes to mind is prostate cancer screening.
Right.
This is one that I would say over the last 5 to 10 years has been a little bit more controversy related around it. Depending on the different guidelines and the different medical societies you look at, you may see some variances and some differences between the recommendations. The biggest way that we can do prostate cancer screening is either through testing a blood test for the PSA, which is a blood level that gives us kind of a marker for the prostate, or the other is through an actual prostate physical exam. Now, with this, the latest guidelines that I tend to refer back to are from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, usually shortened to USPSTF. And you can actually go on their website and look up all of these guidelines we're discussing. And basically, they say that this should be made with an individual decision between a primary care doctor and the patient. Because there are so many risks of false positive results on this, it is very important for a patient who's having this blood test done to know what, if it comes back positive, what that may mean. Sometimes that can lead down the road to maybe having to have a prostate biopsy done, which sometimes can have some complications. Or the other thing that they're finding nowadays is that a lot of men have prostate cancer, but it's not very aggressive. And so sometimes they're finding that we're actually over-diagnosing and over-treating and then leading to other complications because we're treating something that probably wasn't going to cause them any issues to begin with. So because it is a rather complicated topic, it's
right.
not quite so black and white. That, again, is one that's very important to have that conversation. Talk about what your family history
right.
is. Absolutely. If you have a history of prostate cancer, then for sure, you definitely want to have that screening done. But if you don't have a history, you know, and you're worried about, well, what if I have a false positive? I don't want to have to go through all of that. That's where it's really important to talk through those what ifs before you ever have the screening done. The other one specifically that comes up with men is for abdominal aortic aneurysm screening. That recommendation and that guideline is anyone ages 65 to 75 and men who have ever smoked. There's not right now that recommendation for women. They say that the data and the evidence behind that is kind of inconclusive for women.
Really?
But for sure for men, we do have that recommendation and that guideline, excuse me, for the screening on that. And then like we talked before, all of those other screenings still apply to men, whether we're talking about colon cancer screening, lung cancer screening, the hepatitis C screening, those STD screenings we talked about, the cholesterol, diabetes, blood pressure, and the
Absolutely.
Depression screening. All of those are very common ones too, like we mentioned, that are both for men and women.
I mean, sometimes you just don't think about all that can actually take place at a like a physical, if you just went to a physical every year, like how much information you would know about your health just
Absolutely.
By going every year.
Yeah, I mean, and other things we haven't even talked about yet, you know, is oftentimes they'll get into what's your lifestyle like? Are you exercising on a regular basis? What's your diet like? You know,
yeah.
when you're out in the sun on a regular basis? Are you wearing sunscreen? Do you wear your seatbelt in the car? I mean, all of these things are things that, if you think about it, when we look back at the pediatrician example, that they go through those things at those, you know, well child visits.
I know my pediatrician just told me that my daughter, who's a redhead and fair as can be, he's like, she can wear sunscreen in the winter.
Absolutely.
She is redheaded, but the sun still, I mean, the cold doesn't mean the sun doesn't shine. So,
absolutely.
And it can't hurt. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. But you forget that. So it is funny. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. We are here with Dr. Sarah Worley, internal medicine physician at Cookeville Regional Medical Group. And we are talking about health screenings and why they are important, how to prepare for a checkup. That's a question. You know, maybe you've never been, or maybe you do go every year. How do people prepare to come and see you?
Absolutely. The biggest thing I recommend people doing is just know yourself and know your history. So whether we're talking about your own medical history and medical problems that you may have that you've known about in the past, or knowing about surgical history, certain surgeries or procedures that you may have had done in the past, and then family history, as much of that history from your parents, siblings, grandparents that you can get, can really help bring a lot to the table as far as more information on screenings that may need to be done for you. The other thing is, make sure that you have a very up-to-date and active list of all of your medications.
Yeah.
Now, that goes from the name of your medication, the dose that you're taking, and then how you take it. So whether you're taking it every day with breakfast or whether you're taking it twice a day, all of that's very important to know. Other things to make sure that you have is, if you have dates or results from previous screenings that you've had done, that can be very helpful. For example, if you've had a colonoscopy before and we're talking about, okay, when are you due for your next colonoscopy? Well, that depends on when you had your last one done, but also what those results were.
Right.
Because based on those results, you might be recommended for another colonoscopy in 3 years, could be 5 years, it could be 10 years.
Right.
So without knowing that information, it's hard to really gauge when those screenings may be recommended. And then the last thing I would say that's maybe not as important, but if you happen to have a copy of old lab results that you have, maybe. Nowadays, I feel like we send lab results out, whether it's in an electronic form or mailing them out. If you have those, it never hurts to have those old ones to refer back to as well.
I mean, there are workplaces that their employer will like have a health fair or a screenings fair. And like, it's just because you go to that fair. I mean, some people, that's the only opportunity they have. But if you've gotten those results, I know I've taken mine to my primary care doctor and said, hey, here's the latest, you know, so you can still take those results to
absolutely
your internal medicine physician.
For sure. Or, yeah. And they may not be 100%,
right,
you know, useful, but it never hurts to have those.
So there are people who just don't want to go because they, or maybe they don't want to know, you know, they fear the results. What is your encouragement to those people who just kind of fear like going to the doctor because they just don't want to know?
Yeah. I mean, my recommendation is just make yourself a priority. Make yourself and your health a priority, because like we touched on previously, if you're not healthy and taking care of yourself, you can't take care of those around you, whether you're talking about children, whether you're talking about parents or loved ones whose care may land upon your shoulders. If you're not taking care of yourself, it's hard to be able to take care of them. And like we talked before as well, prevention is always better than treatment. If we can prevent a disease from ever occurring, that's much, much better than having to worry about the treatment. So whether
absolutely,
we're talking
yeah
about, you know, treatment with medications and side effects that you may undergo, if we can ever prevent it from beginning, we're much better off than having to worry with treatment. And then the other thing too is, especially if we're talking about cancer or something like that, finding those conditions early
yeah
makes it the likelihood of having a cure
or survival rate. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, much better than just talking about, okay, well now we're talking about maybe a 3-year, 5-year survival, but if we find it really early and can do something about it and get rid of it altogether, then we're not having to talk about what your survival rate is because we find it so early.
I agree with that. I think going and being, you know, an advocate for your health is huge, and you have a physician alongside of you who knows your history, who can be your advocate too. So I think that's awesome.
I completely agree.
So we all have busy, like very busy lives. Well, thank you for being with us from all of us at News Talk 94.1. We thank you for listening. And thank you, Dr. Worley, again for being with us. And this is just great information about health screenings and where we need to be. So this is Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis, and we will see you back next Thursday.